I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Let's call it 807, shall we? So, Vice President Pence. Wow.
Wow, there's a little
That's
glitch.
That's pretty good, right?
That was a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah. Vice President Vance was hanging out with the kids, the family.
Aww.
The wife, taking them to Disneyland.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Good well, time. It was nice. Until that bonehead with the nice hair had to chirp in on the X. Yeah, so he's having a good time. Family's having a good time. And then old Governor Newsom says, hope you enjoy your family time. The families you're tearing apart certainly won't.
What a jerk.
Referring to, I guess, the alleged,
the illegal aliens, the criminals that we're having removed from our country.
Well, it's like this. Yeah. If you commit a crime, yes, I guess you will be separated from your family when you go to jail.
Yeah, it happens to Americans every day.
All the time.
But yet the left like to go, oh, you're splitting
families apart. You're tearing families apart.
No, it happens based on your decisions.
Right.
So Vance having a good time. Newsom, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Vance. Oh, you know he is very sharp-witted. Mm-hmm. He can rip you apart. And this was his response. Had a great time. Thanks.
Wow.
You know that's going to irritate Newsom even more.
That's that kill him with kindness kind of concept there.
Yeah. It's Love like, it. You're not going to mess up my zen. I'm in my family zen time. Uh-huh. We are having fun.
Yep.
And you want to just come and mess on that? Like and that. I'm not going to let you.
That's
it's
all.
Like, oh, man, had a great time. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, let's put those two in a ring.
Oh, that wouldn't last very long.
It wouldn't.
You know, right away. I mean, the ground rules would be set. Newsom would be saying, now, don't touch the hair.
Or the face.
True. He probably would, right?
Yeah.
It's downright medieval, I say. It's from the Game of Thrones. What? Dungeons in America? It would appear that's the case.
Yeah.
The darkest portrayal of immigration enforcement may now belong to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who over the weekend claimed the U.S. was disappearing people and sending them to dungeons around the world.
So that would make her the dragon?
Yeah.
Okay.
The reality is that when you come for one of us, they're eventually going to come for all of us.
Oh, that again?
Yep.
Oh.
She told a town hall meeting outside of Nashville on Saturday, according to the Daily Wire. We're seeing people be abducted and sent to dungeons in foreign countries and people disappearing with no accounting for where they've gone. There was a little doubt for the people in attendance that ICE would be addressed at the rally held at Cane Ridge High School in Antioch. Organizers posted a sign outside the event, ICE not permitted on the premises.
I wish that she would get disappeared back to wherever she came from.
Which became a problem later on when people were looking for some, sweet tea.
Yeah.
And there was no ICE.
That's not good.
It's like, yay, and you said no ICE.
It's Nashville.
You got to say what you mean. Come on. What you say, bozos. Looking at the coverage of the town hall, which was held with Democrat State Representative Justin Jones, it was difficult to believe that reporters had attended the same rally. The Nashville Tennessean portrayed it as a Love Thy Neighbor event, unless your neighbor's an ICE agent.
Right.
Yeah.
But if they're a drug smuggler, human trafficker,
rapist, pedophile, murderer.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Meet the kids.
Encourage citizens to talk with each other and reported a wildly different crowd estimation of 500 compared with, the Wire said about 200. There was no mention of the ICE sign or Omar's inflammatory rhetoric, when it was in the Nashville Tennessean. The Wire, however, dug down. It reported Omar said that the world was shocked at what was happening with the ICE raids in the U.S. Quote, when they see these kinds of images coming out of America, to them it is really shocking. And it should be to all of us Americans, Omar told the crowd. That is not us.
And she is so anti-traditional American.
Oh, there?
That's just crazy.
There are people around the world that may see some of these stories, images, or the rhetoric coming out of her pie hole.
Sure.
You know what they think? Like in England, they go, God bless America. I wish we had some leaders that had some cojones to deal with this immigration issue that's been a real blight on our society.
It has become a big issue there. France, Greece is now dealing
Europe.
With it big time.
Yep.
I mean, they're catching on that this whole EU was not really good for any of them individually.
Yep. They're mostly peaceful people. Except maybe for these three men. Authorities say illegal aliens arrested in Purcell, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains. Beat you to it, Greg.
Thank you.
And charged for cutting apart and stealing copper coaxial lines from U.S. cellular antenna site.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Mm. That's not going to be good.
No.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? No, somebody stole the coax. The McLean County Sheriff's Office said the men perpetrated the crime just after midnight on Thursday. Officers were called by company employees. They were investigating antenna signal loss and reported the theft in progress. Sheriff's deputies, along with members of the Purcell Police Department, responded to the scene, and they say they caught the three men in the commission of the crime. They were quickly confronted and taken into custody. Approximately 3,600 feet of copper coax lines were cut. 3,600 feet.
Wow. That's some value there, right? There
is. Mm-hmm. The suspects had loaded several hundred feet of copper coax into a cargo trailer, but left a large portion of it near the tower, due to being caught in the act. Climbing gear and cutting tools were located inside the cargo trailer, along with previously cut copper coax cable from another theft. The three suspects, Juan Martinez, Yurlis Martinez, and Christian Orellana, have been hit with felony theft charges and also earned an ICE detainer. Police also said there's an investigation of the trio in connection with another recent copper theft in the area. So there you go. Ilhan Omar, is it okay if those three maybe stay at your house for a while pending, what kind of sentencing?
Well, that would be the compassionate thing, I think. We're supposed to be welcoming and open arms and all that kind of thing. So I think that's a perfect idea.
Yeah, she said something along the lines of, I'm not taking him into my house just because somebody might have found out I have a real dungeon.
I don't want to know.
Nobody wants to know, Greg. Nobody. No. Nobody wants to know.
Her brother found out, but anyway.
Dateline, Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Immigration and Enforcement Operations officers arrested nearly 1,400 criminal aliens in the Houston area in June alone. 1,400, wow. 1 month.
But there's nothing to see here and there's no problem, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Listen, this includes, you right? 32 child predators, 9 murderers, 1 illegal alien convicted of hijacking an airplane.
Oh, my goodness.
16 cartel or gang members. But mostly, you know, mostly peaceful.
Oh, yeah, just families looking for a better life.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Amazing. The illegal aliens, well, I told you what they, some of the things they were convicted of. Despite attempts by some to undermine our mission by spreading false and malicious rumors, talking about ICE, The brave men and women of ICE continue to work tirelessly around the clock, targeting dangerous criminal aliens to restore integrity to our nation's immigration system and bolster public safety in our communities. Well said. Indeed. It is 8:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's It is amazing, isn't it, when you think about it, that, you know, this president hasn't been in office for a year, and we've already got the lowest gas prices in 4 years. Is that awesome? Are you tired of winning, Greg?
I am not. And gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. A lot of things. Yeah. Saving money.
I like it.
Yep.
It's 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's a Monday, yeah, but we're going to make it great. Tonight, the Home Run Derby, as folks prepare for the All-Star Game, which will be tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, coming from Atlanta. You also have Wimbledon champ Jannik Sinner, a name you might as well get used to because I think you're going to hear it more. And he beat Carlos Alcaraz, who also is establishing some name recognition. But these guys are in their early 20s. They're taking over. They're going to be the new long-term superstars, I feel like, if they stay healthy. And Iga Swiatek won the women's division over our American Amanda Anisimova, and so there you have it. Tis the season. Yep, the close of Wimbledon. Aww. The All-Star break. The hot, humid days that will linger for a while.
But that means you're getting ready for something, right?
What am I getting ready for?
Football.
Indeed.
Yes, you are.
Can't wait. And to get pumped for it, I've been watching Quarterback. It's a Netflix thing.
Oh, yeah.
Follows around some of the... some of the quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins is one of them. You watch that and you say, well, pretty good. They all seem like decent guys, family guys. But he really, seems like a good guy. And it's trials and tribulations of what they go through. Yes, I know they get wealthy. They get paid for it. But, man, they do week in and week out. They really take a beating during the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. But, yeah, they're well paid for their efforts. It's like, what's the best gig in the NFL? Being the third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Just pay me, sucker. The average cost per gallon dropped 9 cents over the past week. I mean, we are seeing gas prices dropping all over the place. Some areas, even in Alachua County, as low as $2.77
Wow.
a gallon.
That's
yep.
good.
Yep. So
I've seen the 280 something, 290 ish. I'm just glad to see it under $3.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. Look, it makes a huge difference. Yeah. Economically, I mean, that is something that most of us can't. You know, I've got to fill up the tank. I got to get to work. And there's a lot of people. That's the same thing. It's not. You know. Well, I can cut back. No, actually, you can't. The distance to work is going to be the same no matter what. All right.
It doesn't change, no.
What's going on with the tariffs? President Donald Trump announced 30% tariffs on the European Union and Mexico Saturday. Barring any agreement that could happen maybe between now and then, these tariffs are scheduled to go into effect. It'll be August 1st. The EU is the U.S. single biggest trading partner. Total trade approaching $1 trillion last year.
Wow.
Trade with Mexico approaching $840 billion. Yep. Collectively, goods from the EU and Mexico make up about one-third of all U.S. imports.
Hmm.
So this is a big deal. The Trump administration has threatened tariffs on dozens of countries in its bid to reduce the U.S. trade in goods deficits, which amounted to $1.2 trillion last year, and bolster U.S. manufacturing. A 90-day pause on those tariffs expired last week, with three countries, the U.K., Vietnam, and China, agreeing to a new arrangement or a truce. Trump has extended the country's deadlines to August 1st. So these things seem to be working out, for the most part, I would say rather well.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Benefiting the American people and the Trump administration,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good thing. Meanwhile, collecting substantial amounts of money in tariffs, and then also, you know, setting the stage where maybe we will get, you know, more manufacturing and other type jobs
mm-hmm.
here in the U.S.
Well, you look at that whole big picture. Again, you talk about it being just 6 months. Okay, so the tariff money, that is doing its job. That can help. You look at the story you did earlier. Compared to under the Biden administration, when the people taking new jobs were not American-born, the people getting jobs now are American-born. So prices are down, Americans are working, and the tariffs are working. So I mean, talk about winning, you know? That's amazing.
Yeah. I tell you, a place that is looking for a win right now, and it's going to be difficult, Kerrville, Texas.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah.
One of the largest, most complex rescue and recovery efforts in Texas history was actually put on hold yesterday as some flooding returned to the Guadalupe River in central Texas. This task of meticulously searching through and clearing the miles of debris piles that remain continues to be a heartbreaking, painstaking task. I mean, they've got hundreds and hundreds of folks working, hundreds of volunteers, and it is tough to make progress. That's how... I think it's one of those things that you'd have to actually go there, eyes on, and see just the massive amount of damage and how things just push up and pile up on top of each other. The death toll currently stands at 129, 160 people still unaccounted for. Just in the modern era, with all our technology, it almost seems hard to believe, doesn't it? And, you know, you've got dogs, cadaver dogs, I'm sure that were brought in from all over. Now, in Kerr County alone, 103 deaths have been counted so far, 36 of whom are children, and that really rips your heart out. Mm-hmm. More dangers returned to the river basin Sunday. Torrential rains fell in the Hill Country region. And that's not good. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said rescues were taking place on Sunday in some of these areas, and they had to eventually have them cease because of the heavy rainfall and some flooding that was taking place.
I think they were hoping that maybe today would be a little turn a little bit weather-wise, and they'd be able to get out and do some more looking. So hopefully that's the case.
Liberal Viper? Now, that's not a term I've heard applied to Lindsey Graham very often.
Did you say liberal viper?
Viper, that is correct, sir.
Wow, no, that's a new one.
Well, I will explain the premise and all of that coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 828 News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Johnny Ringo, I'll be your Huckleberry. Remember that one? Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Johnny Ringo. Know much more about him from Western movies than anything else, for most of us anyway. He was found dead on this day in Turkey Creek Canyon, Arizona, in 1882. Romanticized in both life and death, John Ringo was supposedly a Shakespeare-quoting gentleman whose wit was as quick as his gun. Wow. Some believed he was college-educated, and his sense of honor and courage was sometimes compared to that of a British lord. In truth, though, Ringo was not a formally educated man. He came from a struggling working-class Indiana family that gave him few advantages. Yet he does appear to have been better read than most of his associates, and he clearly cultivated an image as a refined gentleman. By the time he was 12, Ringo was already a crack shot with either a pistol or a rifle. He left home at 19, ending up in Texas, where in 1875 he became involved in a local feud known as the Hoodoo War.
Wow.
He killed at least two men, but seems to have either escaped prosecution or, when arrested, escaped his jail cell. Not sure, but by 1878, he was described as one of the most desperate men in the frontier counties of Texas. He decided it was time to leave the state. He resurfaced in 1879 in southeastern Arizona, where he joined the motley ranks of outlaws and gunslingers, hanging around the booming mining town of Tombstone.
Wow.
You got it.
Here we go.
Nicknamed Dutch, Ringo had a reputation for being a reserved loner who was dangerous with a gun. He haunted the saloons of Tombstone and was probably an alcoholic. Not long after he arrived, Ringo shot a man dead for refusing to join him in a drink. Somehow, he again managed to avoid imprisonment by temporarily leaving town. He was not involved in the infamous gunfight at the OK Corral in 1881, but he did later challenge Doc Holliday, one of the survivors of the OK Corral fight, to a shootout. Holliday declined, and citizens disarmed both men.
Wow.
So the manner of Ringo's demise remains something of a mystery. He seems to have become despondent in 1882, perhaps because his family had treated him coldly when he had earlier visited them in San Jose. Witnesses reported that he began drinking even more heavily than usual. And on this day in 1882, he was found dead in Turkey Creek Canyon outside of Tombstone. It looked as if Ringo had shot himself in the head, and the official ruling was that he had committed suicide. Some believe, however, that he had been murdered either by his drinking friend Frank Buckskin Leslie or a young gambler named Johnny Behind the Deuce. To complicate matters further, Wyatt Earp later claimed that he killed Ringo. The truth is obscure even today. You'd think they could have maybe figured it out over all that time and stuff, but lore and legend and these things,
well, and at that point
get mixed up.
Evidence is a little old at that point,
because if you watch the movie Tombstone, it gives credit to Doc Holliday as shooting him. One of the most really kind of eerie almost scenes, I think, in a Western movie. But anyway, it is what it is. Johnny Ringo found dead on this day in 1882. And what about Lindsey Graham? He's being called some nasty names. A liberal viper? What?
That's pretty sharp.
Andre Bauer, former South Carolina lieutenant governor, was on Breitbart News Saturday and said that he is running to primary globalist Senator Lindsey Graham to ensure that the liberal vipers, such as that South Carolina senator, do not kill President Donald Trump's legacy. It's interesting because Graham recently received Trump's endorsement for re-election. But this guy, Bauer, says, look, I'm the real America First conservative. and he aims to capture anti-establishment fervor to remove Graham, the current Senate Budget Committee chairman. Bauer explained that there have been prior challenges who have sought to primary Graham. However, he said they hadn't raised enough money and they didn't have name recognition to defeat a senator who has been years in Congress's upper chamber. He said it's vastly different from me. I won statewide twice in my 30s. I held office just a heartbeat away from the governor, and I'll raise more money. And of course, you know, if your folks want to help, you go to AndreBauer.com. Those are the kind of folks that can help us across the country. Bauer said the candidates across the country are rising to the challenge of the vipers of the U.S. Senate, contending that many of them are not suited to carry on Trump's MAGA agenda. He says, we're getting rid of some of these. We're getting rid of Tillis. He'll be gone. McConnell is going to be gone. John Cornyn looks like he's going to be gone. If you get Lindsey Graham out of there, you cut the head off the biggest viper of them all. The rest of them will start acting like Republicans. They'll quit teaming up with Democrats all the time and showing their true colors. He said Lindsey can be a Republican from Vermont, but but not red South Carolina. And he did mention, he said, look, Graham's been to Ukraine 9 times. And he says, I bet he hasn't been to Union County 9 times in the 32 years he's been in Congress.
Ooh.
Wow.
I mean, I know you and I have talked about it, and it goes. It's now 4 years ago, but the thing that kind of gave me pause on Lindsey Graham, you see this video, the video there. I think it's on the Senate floor, most likely. And Kamala Harris is talking to somebody, and you see that she notices somebody coming towards her, and she gives him a very positive look. Well, and here comes strolling along Lindsey Graham. They get a nice little fist
bump. Big grin, yeah.
Big fist bump. He pats her on the back as he goes by. And I'm like, look, I know you got to be nice to people, but I don't want you to go and like getting all fist bumpy, patting on the back with the enemy. And that was Kamala Harris. That bugged me and still does.
You mean kind of like Governor Chris making out with Obama on the beach?
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
There's a visual I didn't need, but that's okay. People are having breakfast, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, you know why they did a fist bump, don't you?
No.
He couldn't reach her high five. Thank you very much. He would have been like jumping. And that would have not looked, that wouldn't have been a good look.
That would have been awkward.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, get along, yeah, but that's very palsy.
Yeah. Well, look, this guy, Andre Bauer, might think he has great name recognition. Maybe in South Carolina he does.
I've never heard of him.
Neither have I.
But that's the problem with the lieutenant governor sometimes. You don't necessarily, it's like the VP, but worse, you know? You really, unless they do something that stands out, you don't really hear about much about them.
But it would be interesting he could really give. I don't see it happening, whether that's
right.
What you should want to happen or not, I don't know.
Sure.
But I'm just saying that, you know, it'd be hard to unseat him. He is
established.
Yes.
But that's usually not a good word when we're talking about politics.
Maybe he's too established and people will react to that. I do not know. Luis Sharp, longtime stale ward of the Arizona Cardinals offensive line and multiple pro bowler, has died at the age of 65. For a professional football player to die at the age of 65 isn't necessarily, a big deal in terms of, his life was cut far short. Well, football players and longevity don't necessarily go hand in hand. They beat on their bodies. Sometimes they put on a tremendous amount of weight after their playing years, etc. But his story is, it is different. Now, his wife, Tamika Williams Sharp, announced his death in a Facebook post on Saturday. With deep sorrow and abiding love, I share that my beloved husband, Luis Sharp, has passed away. His strength, love, and faith were a light to all who knew him. I'm grateful for every moment we shared and for the many prayers and kindnesses extended to our family. Well, he apparently, it wasn't all peaches and cream in his life. So he had a great career, 13 seasons with the Cardinals. I mean, he was with the Cardinals when they were in St. Louis. Yep. He was with the Cardinals when they were in Arizona in 1988.
That's not shabby.
And he came from Havana, Cuba. He played his high school football in Detroit. He was drafted. He went to UCLA for college, but he was drafted by the then St. Louis Cardinals in the first round of the 82 draft.
Impressive.
That is impressive. Pro Bowl selection, 87, 88, 89. Second team All-Pro, 88 and 90. It's considered one of the best offensive linemen in Cardinals history. But here's the issue. His success on the field did not translate to success off the field. Sharp battled drug and alcohol addiction after his playing days came to an end in 1994. He was arrested several times. He was even shot twice during drug purchases. But Sharp eventually righted the ship in his personal life. This process began in prison, where he began intensely studying the Bible. As an athlete, my self-esteem came from the applause of the fans and all the accolades I received. That's what filled me, he told the Detroit Free Press this in December. He said, but after being homeless, penniless, and hopeless, I have more peace and more joy than I did during my NFL days because God has taken my mess and turned it into a message.
Wow.
From mess to message.
That was powerful.
Right?
That's quite a turnaround.
It is.
Yeah.
And isn't that kind of along with many stories biblically, that they're stories of redemption?
Yeah.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Bob Rose Show podcast, well, it's available wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. More headlines, plenty more to talk about. It's all coming your way right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Home Run Derby tonight, my friends, followers of MLB, probably already know, but just a reminder, it's 8:49, it's the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here, Home Run Derby tonight, tomorrow night, All-Star Game coming from Atlanta, that's 8 p.m. start. Yannick Sinner is the winner at Wimbledon, and Iga Swiatek won on the ladies' side, topping American Amanda Anna Zamova, who we had high hopes for, but maybe soon. All right. So here we are in the pretty much in the middle of the summer for a lot of people. Not for us in Florida. Summer ends about mid-November, I think. So hang in there until then. During an interview with Mahmoud Khalil that was aired on Friday's broadcast of CNN's International Amanpour, host and PBS host Christiane Amanpour said that chanting from the river to the sea seems to just drive people mad. And people just seem to think that it is a connotation for destroying a people for all the issues of anti-Semitism that those concerned have raised. She doesn't understand what that means.
She seems surprised that people think that line means wiping Israel off the map.
Yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't get that.
Nope.
Well, that's what people think, she says. Okay.
Amanpour said, quote, when you came out, and I'm asking you this because people will ask you, you did actually walk around with a bunch of people, protesters, who were chanting from the river to the sea. That whole thing, that seems to just drive people mad, even though the Israeli government says it as well. People just seem to link that as a connotation for destroying a people. For all the issues of anti-Semitism that those concerned have raised, she then asked Khalil, why do you keep using it? What's the point and the value of the slogan anymore since both sides use it?
What is she talking about?
The
Israelis use it?
That's what she said, their government.
They talk about it as it being used against them.
Right. Well, again, consider the source. This is CNN.
Yeah, I know, but it's such a common phrase, and it's not used on both sides.
I mean, the way and the information that's processed through the likes of MSNBC and CNN, I mean, I don't know, a few years ago, if they would have said some of the things that they seem to be saying and promoting, I mean, they would be attacked as being very, very anti-Semite, but that doesn't, I don't really seem to be the case these days, I guess.
That's just confusing.
They get away with it. They've normalized anti-Semitism, I guess, to some extent.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announced Friday the city would be giving cash to families affected by Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids as part of an effort to protect immigrant communities.
Okay.
So you had a family member who, let's say, was involved in criminal activity, is here illegally. ICE wants to come and get that person. And Karen Bass is going to take taxpayer money from the city of Los Angeles and give it to people because their loved one committed crimes and was taken away.
That's messed up.
I mean, do they do that for everybody?
I wonder if when an American citizen commits a crime in California and a parent is taken away, do they give gift cards and stuff to the family, I wonder?
I don't think it's been a normal process that they have followed.
But yet they're going to do it for people who don't even belong here.
Well, once again, Democrat Party and members of the Democrat Party in power continue to put illegal aliens before their very own citizens here using taxpayer funding.
Wow.
Meanwhile, they haven't really addressed the homeless issue at all.
No.
Bass announced the program during a press conference about her new executive order, directing all city departments to refuse to work with the federal government to enforce immigration laws or enforcement.
Wow.
Huh. Hmm. What if there was, there was intelligence reports that there was going to be a major attack of some sort against Los Angeles? What if the federal authorities said, you know, they don't really want to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know that we should bother them with this.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to us. Yeah.
I mean, they don't want to help us or deal with us.
And even if they tried, would they take their call? I mean,
or would they? Yeah. Yeah. Or would they say, hey, I'm not allowed to take your call, click.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
That would.
No, we were calling to warn them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
The mayor said the cash assistance would provide cash assistance, thanks, to families whose members, she claimed, could not go to work. Why couldn't they go to work? For fear of being arrested or deported.
So they're not even been split. They're just staying home. In their home, wherever they're
possibly
staying.
Yeah, that's possibly.
That's what she's saying. They're not going to work.
Yeah. And who otherwise would lose income. Yeah. She cited the model used by her predecessor, Mayor Eric Garcetti, who provided Angelino cards loaded with cash during the coronavirus pandemic when the city imposed draconian shutdowns on workplaces. Oh, did I mention that the city of Los Angeles currently faces a little bit of a deficit here when it comes to budgeting?
A little bit?
Well,
they're in the hole. Again.
I mean,
yeah,
it's $1 billion.
Yeah, what's a billion?
Do we really fret over that anymore?
It's multiple billions.
$1 billion. $1 billion deficit.
Wow. But let's hand out money to illegals because they're scared to go to work.
The mayor's new program, which could provide a few hundred dollars per card, will be funded through philanthropy. Oh,
okay.
Really? And where is that money coming from precisely? It's not immediately clear what the qualifications will be needed to receive the cards. Huh. Oh, I'm sure they'll be quite diligent in that.
Yeah.
Not?
Like every other government program.
The mayor emphasized that the money will not come from city coffers, but from philanthropic partners.
Okay.
The cards will be distributed by immigrants' rights groups. Oh, such as the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, CHRLA. You know, last time we saw CHRLA, it was on a bag that held homemade tire sticks used against law enforcement vehicles by radicals. Yeah, wow. So now we know where that money will go. 9 o'clock stretch next on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.